Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is. It is nothing to laugh at, especially if you're an 86er fan. It is a good evening to you and how you be at 6:33 and 45 seconds to go right along with it on a Super Bowl football Monday evening right here on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here, you there, Tom Lugauer and Paulie Rosenberg. They're on the other side of the glass in the 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for the 45-minute marathon schmooze right up until the Nets. Coming your way with the pregame at 7:15 right here on your fan, New York City.
You've heard the hype. Now you're here to see for yourself. Kansas City, the barbecue capital of the world.
It's this team. We have heart. I mean, that's just from day one. Coach pushes us to be the best people that we can be, and we never give up.
Let me tell you, the hype is real.
Mahomes keeps it. He dives right side. Touchdown, Kansas City. Garoppolo's in trouble. Fires it late and the pass is intercepted.
But if this is your first time in our Midwest meet mecca, here's a little primer.
You know, we knew it'd be a close game, felt that way, and we knew there'd be some challenges and that we'd have to battle through, and nobody lost their poise. They just kept rolling.
Mahomes drops back five, got the block. They come on the side. He winds up, he throws a long pass. Wide open Hill catches the ball at the 22 of San Francisco.
Mahomes up on the football, offset eye. They move to the right side. They throw back to the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
KC's known for our wide variety of meats.
Garoppolo takes the snap at the left shoulder pad. Hit as he throws. Incomplete. Nobody home. It's a three and out for San Francisco.
Just having the mindset of us never giving up has always been instilled in me. So there's been times where I've lost games, but there's been times where I won games, and I'm just going to compete to the end no matter what.
The secret's definitely out when it comes to KC barbecue.
Final pass down the near side, over the shoulder catch, Watkins 20. Double teamed at the 15. Down the near sideline, 10. Knocked out of bounds.
Throw right side. Caught by Williams at the right pylon. Touchdown, Kansas City.
There's no wrong choice, but no trip to KC would be complete without burnt ends.
Garoppolo in the pocket. He's being hit. He's being wrapped up. It'll go as a sack.
35-30. Damian Williams, 20. Stays in bounds. 15-10-5. Touchdown.
I'm going to enjoy it for a couple weeks, but knowing that the mindset of it, we're going to get back grinding this offseason, go out there and try to win games next year and try to be back here and hopefully back on this stage.
The Kansas City Chiefs are champions of Super Bowl 54.
It's what's for dinner.
A little bit of the livestock flavor and reputation of Kansas City sprinkled in with their SBLIV win. And congratulations to Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs from the great state of Kansas. Whoops! Somebody then told the president there are 50 states with the Chiefs playing in Missouri. It's an easy mistake. Apparently, the president not familiar with former President Harry Truman. Kansas City, famous for all that livestock and barbecue. So right here and now, after winning burnt ends and pulled pork on the house in KC, the Paris of the Plains, the 4-H capital of America, as you know, the only thing you can legally smoke in Kansas City is brisket. But now, how about some spare and baby back ribs? Oh, and by the way, did you hear Tony Bennett has a brand new song? I left my playbook and timeouts in San Francisco. So far, this mastermind, this genius of a head coach and play caller, he has blown a 25-point lead in one Super Bowl and a 10-point fourth quarter lead in the other. We knew, you knew, everybody knew that if Jimmy GQ had to throw more than eight times in this game, advantage Kansas City. Andy Reid, he goes for it twice on fourth and one, and of course, as you know, that added up to 10 points. Shanahan had a fourth and two from the Kansas City 24 at 10-10, 9.5 to go in the third quarter, and went for the three. And there's the difference between the coach playing to win and the coach playing not to lose. This game, it wasn't so fancy. It wasn't so great for so long a time. And for a while, we were thinking of leading off the monologue today with Bill Murray and his commercial. And that young kid with the football running through the country, from the wide open spaces to the city streets of New York, with football great shouting out to that kid to bring the rock home. And with kids joining him along the way, they reach Miami in the 50-yard line, live and in living video. So well put together and very inspirational. The football game stuck in neutral, and not, as we all know, not until midway through the fourth quarter when Pat Mahomes became Pat Mahomey. Since he and the Chiefs don't decide to play until they're down at least 10 points, Mahomey was scoring, the 86ers were boring. 44 yards to Hill, the pass interference, Kelsey is in. Then it's 38 to Watkins, and Watkins eating Richard Sherman alive all day long when they were throwing to him, and smart on the part of the Chiefs, throwing to the side of the over-the-hill Richard Sherman. Homie to Williams. And that right foot, it is in with the rest of him. And, of course, Williams with the final score, adding the sauce to the barbecue feast. Of course, the 86ers spent most of the fourth quarter with punts and penalties and picks. And was that Suggs making another tackle? What about that great 86er offensive line? They couldn't do much with Suggs, could they? Was that Chris Jones batting down another pass? I think it was. And Jimmy GQ, not only did he overthrow Sanders, who was wide of widest open, he also threw the All-American greatest tight end to ever live, Mr. Kittles. Oh, and Mr. Kittles, was he called for pass interference? I think that was a good call. It was with Jimmy GQ. For some reason, that master play caller, that master head coach. What a genius! Yeah, Jimmy GQ throw high and wide here, offline and behind a receiver there. And was that a two-handed push pass he was throwing? And to whom, by the way? When it was over, the Chiefs, they had a choice, a Gatorade shower for Andy Reid or Andy up and on the shoulders. Gatorade and the container it's in, much easier to lift. And it did seem, and I looked at the video a couple of times, I looked at what we were able to see, did it seem to you, when you may have seen this video, that Jay-Z and Beyonce and their kid was seen sitting during the national anthem? Apparently, they were, you're guessing, as I was and is, Apparently, they were protesting J-Lo bringing along Aroyd. Who wasn't happy to see him on a football Super Bowl Sunday? Wow, we can't get enough of him. And Fox is only happy to put him with all that FaceTime. We saw him, I think they repeated the same kind of interview. But let me ask you this. Is there anybody else on a pregame show that was like all day long already? How long? How long was it? Well, long enough for Aroyd to interview. And who better to interview Dan Marino than Aroyd? Oh, and it was so insightful, wasn't it? And by the way, what was terrific and also a terrific touch to have those four 100-year-old veterans of World War II, the honorary captains.